As the 1960s turned into the 70s, change peppered the air. Hair grew longer, the anti-war movement grew louder, rock music exploded, the sexual revolution came of age, and men went to the moon. And in a small Jewish bungalow colony in the Catskill Mountains in the summer of 1969, the wall between the 50s and the 60s grew very thin, and two people, a woman and her daughter, stepped through. And that's the gist of the world premiere musical, A Walk on the Moon, at ACT's Geary Theater through July 1st.
Through the years, I found myself describing bungalow colonies to people over and over again.
Pamela Gray, playwright of A Walk on the Moon and screenwriter of the original film.
We'd been doing that since I was a baby. That time period in my life was very special as a child, and the specialness of that world was foremost in my mind when I was in film school and coming up with an idea for my next screenplay.
That screenplay became the 1998 film A Walk on the Moon, with a luminous performance by Diane Lane, solid work by Liev Schreiber, Viggo Mortensen, and Anna Paquin, and a phenomenal rock score featuring Joni Mitchell, The Grateful Dead, Jefferson Airplane, and others.
My father had to work during the week and only came up on the weekends. Women and children during the week, this sort of almost shtetl community, female-driven during the week.
A Walk on the Moon tells of a young wife, Pearl Kantrowitz, stuck in the colony and trapped. When her husband is back in New York, she begins an affair with a hippie who's come to the bungalow colony to sell clothing. It's all a revelation to her as she opens herself up to development as a sexual being. And simultaneously, her 14-year-old daughter, Allison, is also experiencing sexual awakening. And, at the same time, over the hill at Yasgur's farm, the people in the bands are gathering. It's a time when all bets are off.
I had an image that had stayed with me my whole life of being in the bungalow colony swimming pool area with the bubbies and the moms and the kids, chain link fence around it, and I saw the hippies walking past the fence on the way to Woodstock.
The most basic question in turning a play or film into a musical is, will the story sing? Is there a need for the story to sing? This production doesn't quite answer that question, but it comes close. The acting and singing, particularly by Katie Braben as Pearl, but also by the entire cast, is superb. The feeling of the play is augmented by the gorgeous production design and lighting by the ACT creative team. It's breathtaking. The score, though, other than the title song, doesn't jump at you, and after a while there's a feeling of, come on, get on with it. Still, the sense of awakening for both Pearl and Allison, that's there. And the sense of change in the air, that's there as well. And that resonates today more than ever. A Walk on the Moon plays at ACT's Geary Theater through July 1st. For more information, you can go to act-sf.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.